Sean Simpson, Unadilla, man, I think, look, you came off a 1-1 at Lomo, but this isn't Lomo. And all of, I think you surpassed everybody, kind of our bench race was what we thought you would do. Qualified well, and then fourth overall on the day. You got to be stoked.
Yeah, I'm really happy. Mm-hmm. The main goal was to come over here and just have some fun, go home with a big smile on my face. And I think I've definitely done that and a little bit more. I was probably even a little bit anxious to even qualify, mm-hmm. make sure I didn't mess up. But that went really well. Didn't really feel like I got a great lap in, but to go fifth in qualifying this morning, then to go 4-8 in the motos for fourth overall, it's almost blown me away a little bit. It's kind of over before you know it. It's a bit like a British Championship back home. Yeah. So you qualify. Motos are really tight. The gap between them is not really that big. So overall, it's just been a massive experience from flying out here from Lomo, right in the wave of all that, media, everything that went down with that. And then after that, just going home again with a massive smile on my face, just looking forward to really finishing the season, the GP season strong.
It's one of the things, talk to Rattray, Roxon, Marvin, I've talked to all these guys. They come over the one-day format, you mentioned it. It's you don't get to learn the track. GP, you guys have a lot more time on the track. So I'm even more impressed. Like, you did press day here, but that's not a ton of riding. So you adapted to this track pretty quickly.
Yeah, the track was great. I think, the way the track's prepared over here with it's really deep. It's really nice and watered. It's prepared really good. And I like that. I like the line choices, You can see sometimes the distance between guys, even like 5-6 meters in the corners, like really rail on the outside, nice and tight on the inside. Quite a lot of the time back home when we ride in Europe, it's quite slick, hard packed, stony, dusty. That's not really to my liking, but I think the GP tracks could be prepared better, create better racing, and overall, more passing opportunities for the riders. But overall, today the track here has been great. The jumps weren't as big as I thought they were, as they looked on YouTube TV when I watched. But just overall, it's such an experience to come over here.
Yeah, like I said, the bike was a little different too, right, than what you normally ride.
Yeah, it's I ride a 2015 KTM back home, privateer based team. So we haven't made the switch onto the 2016 bike yet. I'm not even sure if we're going to do that for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
but.
It's a little lighter, it's maybe a different motor,
Yeah, just a big hats off to the factory KTM Red Bull team for, just making me feel so welcome here. I just come over to ride one race. They prepped me a really sick bike, and it felt so light, motor was so smooth, and just everything, fitted me, almost as good as I could expect.
Right.
And I think if I had a little bit more time with this bike, I could really dial it in and feel great on it. So just a big thanks to them for, big thanks to everyone for just making me feel so welcome over here. It's been refreshing, it's been nice, and overall the experience is just blowing me away.
One battle out there today that stands out for you at all, or one moment in either moto that kind of stands out where you thought it was pretty cool?
Probably banging bars with Trey in the first race. Yeah. He even come up to me before the second. He was like, dude, I thought we were going to go down. But, it was nice. Even before the second race, a few of the guys came up to me and said, oh, well done.
Cool,
how are you enjoying it? And that's refreshing too. It's serious, but there's a sort of fun side to over here too. So it's really been great. I'm a little bit bummed to actually fly home now. Really,
Stribos told me the same thing when he went and did those two. He was like, I don't want to go home. You won Lear Up a couple years ago. You won Lomo. Is there one of those that stands out for you as far as a career highlight?
I think the very first win at Lear Up, that's going to stay in my mind forever. But to go 1-1 at Lommel was equally special.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the hard work that you put in year after year, week after week, day after day, to feel that euphoria standing on the top of the podium. I don't get to feel that often, and that just makes everything worthwhile. And to come over here off the back of that, and it's just been amazing 2 weeks.
Yeah.
My social media's went through the roof.
Yeah.
Everyone's been getting behind me. Everyone from Europe, I think even I've, created a whole new fan base here in America. There's guys throwing towels and everything, over the fence. And
I guarantee you, Adam Wheeler's in tears right now.
Yeah, probably. No, he's a good guy, and he's helped me out with a lot of the stuff. And, a big thanks to TWMA from Aberdeen and Dice Carriers from Dice in Aberdeen too, because they've made it possible for me to come over here and, realize my dream and go home, as I say, with a massive smile.
Maybe Anaheim? Anaheim Supercross.
I think even Anaheim just to watch next year. You know, everyone said, you know, when the fireworks were going off today at the start, as the opening ceremonies, I thought, wow, that's cool. And he said, that's nothing, dude. Just come and check out, Supercross. So you might see me over there just checking it out.
Listen, you last year at Destinations, you had heartbreak. You were, you guys were posed to be third until your chain broke late in their moto. Are you going back to the team next year? What do we know about Team GB for this year's France Motocross Nations?
At the moment, Team GP looks like myself in MX1, Max Anstey, who's been winning GPs, riding really well too, in MX2. And then the third rider's undecided at the moment. I think, you know, Tommy's had a bit of a tough time. He had a few broken bones this year, and he's struggling with
a few.
He's struggling with his ribs at the moment. So it'd be cool to see him back at full fitness come the end of the year. But, you know, Dean's riding strong, you know, just coming back too. Yeah. So we're in a good position that we've got a few guys to choose from. But come the time, I think the right guy will be chosen. And, you know, we're looking for a strong team, a strong out in France.
What was better today, getting paid to get free moto scores or beating Dean Wilson and being the top Scotsman? What was better?
Definitely getting paid.
All right, hey, great job. I think you opened up a lot of eyes. Thank you for doing this, and see you at Destinations.
Thank you. All right.